said, Peronius Muzdamnis Lay. Such a person, he will have the Mitzvah, he will later on get his punishment. Rashi says, somebody went by 4 days without Yisurim, he should know he eventually will get his, or come his time when he will get his punishment. Now, Tanya, Reb Lezai Godu Aymer, Il Mole Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov V'Din Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu would have come to the Yavis and be doing them Mitzar Hadin, is in Yecholim Lamed, they could also not withstand the Midas Hadin. Nefnei Techocha, because of Techocha, the Mirashi says, Shoy Mechich Lem Ma'isayim. Why? Shneim Apostolik says, V'Yates Yatzvu V'Yishof Titchem, Nefnei Hashem, Es Kol Titkois Hashem, Ashuros Titchem, V'Yesav Aseichem. He said, Hashem did a lot of tzedakah to our fathers. Mashma Hashem is knowing us with tzedek, with rachamim, and not with midas adin. But midas adin alone is very hard to withstand. Then the pasuk says, Zed dor dorshev, mevakshe panecha Yaakov sela. This is the dor, the generation, and is dorshev, the leader. So pligi bo Rav Yehuda nesi'i of Rabban, it's machlokes. Chadam one says dor, lefi parnas. Like the main thing is the parnas, the gadol. According to how great the gadol is, that's the way the door of the generation would be. The chadam is the other way around. Parnas lefi dorei. Like the parnas, the gadol is according to how his generation is. The ma'ayichu, so what's the difference? Learn if you want to tell me, lema yusa, the saying about the good of it, to say how good they are, lema yusa, rashad linya chasidus, demar savi ma'ali, door of the generation is good. Mali Panas will have a good Godel. Omar Savan, no, Imali Panas will the other way. If the Godel is great, then Maladoro, that's a proof that the generation is good. So Mar says, no. Rika Titkiyod was the door of Titkiyod. Devi Mali, he was a big tzaddik. Kedor only had Imali, but his whole generation was very bad. And the opposite would be, Yoyokim was a Yoyokim. To a heavy Mali, he was not so good. Kedor only had Imali, and his generation was good. The Yom Rab Yechon Mishun Rab Shimon Ben Yechoy. My dichsib, what does the pasuk say? Bereshis mamleches Yoyakim is Melech Yehuda. What does that mean to say that? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Achas that Lahatz V'Solem V'Solem V'Voyu B'Shru Yoyakim. As Yoyakim was such a big rush, Hashem wanted to destroy the whole world. But Kivash and Estaka B'Dor looked at his generation, Nisiyash V'Dad, then he had Yishav V'Das, that they were tzaddikim. And the other way, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahatz V'Solem V'Voyu B'Fnei Bereshis Tzidkiyo. By the generation of Tzidkiyo, they were all Rishayim. Hashem wanted to turn the world upside down again. But Kibush Nistaka B'Tzidkiyo, when he looked at Tzidkiyo, Nishyasha Daitoi, and he had Yishav Adas, he was satisfied. You see, sometimes the Godel can be great, the generation not so good. So what ever rather means, Linyan Toikvoi, V'Nichusa Kamrinim. Means to say how strong and how easygoing you could be. So that's the Machlokes. If the door is very, very strong, so then the manik has to be strong. And if the door is very, very nice and easygoing, then the manik could be easygoing. So that's how both have to go one with the other. As a machlokes, which one is the ikar? One says if the manik is very easygoing, then the door will be easygoing. The other one says, no, it's totally in the door. Wherever the door is, that's the way the manik would be. And that's the way you have to rule, according to how the people are, that's the way you have to rule with them. Yehadin Olecha Yesh B'Yerchid. Now the Mishnah says, Hissig Yad B'Noyder. There's a parashah of Noyder, really it means parashah of Erechin, Rashi says, that when you make an Erech upon yourself, and whether you take your own Erechin or somebody else's Erechin, then Allah, if you can't afford it, you only have to give according to what you. So that's called B'Noyder. It's totally in you, the one that made that Erechin. For that, the Torah gives different prices according to how old you are. That's benidur. That goes according to the person that you want to put upon yourself. And if you say, I want to put Reuven's Erechin upon myself, you won't have to pay his Erechin. We have to look upon how old he is, how age, what price he is. That's called benidur. Now, the Erechin benercho, the Erechin benercho, Rashi says, means kotzav erich the zocher nekeva bosa nerich. That that we say a zocher has one price, the keva has another price. That goes bosa the nerich. For loybo is not the one that makes the erichim. Like if you're mekavel upon yourself to give how much your wife is worth, so you don't look at how old you are and how your age and go bosa man, but you go bosa the isha. You go bosa. That's called the erichim the nerich. whether it's a zoch or a nekev, that goes upon the person, you want to put his amount upon you. The erich bizman. Erich goes according to the time. Rashi says, erich bizman means bizman erich, and forced to come on. Shem erich atzmoi, tochus mi ben esrim. If you set erichim when you were less than 20 years old, then before you give the money, you become 20, so you don't go bosser when you pay, but you go bosser the time when you made the erich. That's called erich bizman erich. You go bosser how old you were at the time when you made the erich, and you said, erich be a lie, my value. At that time, you're only 19 years old and a half. Even when you come to pay when you're 20, you have to give the price of a 19 one. Now, here's Sigiyat B'noida. When the Mishnah says that if you go according to the neder, when you make your neder, your erichin, how much you have to pay, what you could afford, ketzad, oni sheherich es osher. If an oni says, I want to be the cover of myself to give the erichin of a rich person, the locher is nois an erich oni, in osher. He says, I want to give the erichin of this person, Reuven. Even though Reuven is an osher, but since he can't afford it, he only has to pay what he could afford. And that was the machlokes we had before, but there's one fellow as much as he could afford. In the opposite way, the osher sherech es oni, nice and erech osher. He has to give the erech of an osher. Go boss of you, even though that person couldn't afford it. But you said his erech, what the Torah says he's worth, that's what you want to be mechayev yourself. And since you could afford it, you have to pay it. Avo the kabbonis, when you want to bring a korban, take somebody else's korban, ain't okay, it's not that way. Sheharei shom, because it was said, if somebody says, I want to be mechayev myself to bring a korban just like this mitzvah has to bring. Let's say that mitzvah was an oni, so maybe korban oshi, you only mechabel upon yourself to give that type of a korban that he has to bring. You only have to bring a korban oni. Osher, let's say that mitzvah is a rich one, he has to bring a behema, not a bird, is maybe korban oshi, you have to bring a korban oshi. Because only by erichin that we go boss to you how much you could afford. But by kavonis, we go after the person that you were mekabel upon. Like you accepted his chiv, whatever his chiv is, that's what you have to give. Rabbi and Rabbi says the right case is, even by erichin also be the same halacha. That there could be case of an erichin also, you have to go according to the person, the marich, the one you set upon, and not you yourself. Why? How come if you're poor and you accept upon yourself to pay somebody else's price, why do you have to pay the smaller one? Because the osher, he is not chayv at all. He's not mechuyv to give erichin. You, Reuven, this poor person, is going to call upon himself now to give somebody else's price. But he has no chayv, therefore he has to give the price. Abba, what's going to be osher? Shalom Erechim, let's say a rich person says upon himself, I want to be Mechayim himself to give my own Erechim to Egdish. The right then, for Shalom Oni, a poor person hears him. The Yomer, and he says, Ma Shalom Azeolai, what that person says is upon me, Erechim on me, Nois and Erech Osher. Then he would also have to give the value, the same value the Osher has to give. Because when he hears his and he says, Gamani means the same chiv that person is putting upon himself, that usher, the amount of money that he's going to have to pay, you want to put that same chiv upon yourself also. So Rabbi says, even by erichin, you can also have the same thing. It's by kabonis, that's the way it is by kabonis. That person is mechiv in a korban. So that chiv you want to put upon yourself. So erichin also, if that person has the chiv to give an erichin, and now you say that chiv should go upon yourself, the same chiv he has goes upon you also. And some say that the Rabbanim don't argue in this. Rebbe is just explaining the Maisiv more than what the Rabbanim say. Now the Gemara explains, Hisig Yad B'marachu, that Hisig Yad means upon you, the one that made the neder, made the erich, and how much you could afford. Simply, the Pasuk says, Asher Tasig Yad HaNeder, Yarichenu HaKlein. I don't know. Rashi learned the Kasha. Hisig Yad B'marachu. The question is, the Mishnah says that by a neder, and this is only by erchin. So where it says, Kirchsuvah, the Pasuk says, Asher Tasag Yad HaNoider, Yarechenu Wakarin Echnami. The Mishnah Vada means the Pasha of erchin. Just since the Torah says Lashon of Asher Tasag Yad HaNoider, that's why Mishnah also says Lashon of Hisag Yad Benoider. But Vada, at the beginning of the Mishnah, is talking about erchin. Now, Hashonim Benidir, that how old you are, you go according to the person you set upon. Like if Reuven says, I want to give the Erchon of Shimon, we have to look how old Shimon is. B'nerechu, again, we're talking about Erchon, so why does it say Lashon of Nedefor? So again, I did Yom Histig Yad B'Neider on an Omanami Hashon B'Nidr. It says Lashon Shon B'Nidr. Well, it doesn't mean a parasha of Nedorim, but it means rather Erchon. Now, Histig Yad B'Neider Ketzer Oni Sherech Es Lashon Es Or Oni. My time, what's the reason Yom Kodabos is on a Tastig Yad HaNoider? But Noider Tal Rachamon is telling how much you could afford. If you, Reuven, the one that's making the Erchon, says, I want to be mekabel upon myself to give Shimon's Erchon, even though Shimon's Erchon is 50 shkolim, if you could only afford 5 shkolim, you only have to give 5 shkolim. Because it says what? Asher tasig yad hanoidah, the one that makes it. Avo b'kabonis, the Mishnah says, ein akein. Harei shomah, somebody says, kabonis shom mitzurah zeolai, I want to be mechayim and start to bring the same kabonis this mitzurah has to bring. So hayim mitzurah, if that guy was an oni, maybe korban oni, he also has to bring a korban oni. Yeah, maybe korban oni. Maybe Korbanoni. The Yafagav the Madi Rosh, even though the one that's making it is an Osher. Why? Because he's being come upon himself, that person's Korban. So ask the question, why? The Imdal Hu Omer Rachamon of Leidalu. Torah only gives a special kula by Mitzvah of you yourself are poor. But here, the one that's making the Chi of a Korban is rich, so he should have to bring a Korban Osher. Omer of Yisrael, this is like this. Kishoye Madiroi Oni. That the pasuk means when the Madiroi was an Oni, so as long as the Madiroi, the one that made the first, no. Madiroi means when do we say that he could be Yotza with the carbon of an Oni, if the one now that's making the Chiv is also an Oni, means the Mitzvah was an Oni, and now this Reuven that's saying, I want to be the Kal upon myself, his Chiv, he also has to be an Oni. That's when he could bring it. Even on this the Gemara is why the Duma may be a lady de chas rachmona. The Torah only had rachmonas on the Mitzvah himself that's poor. Amadir loy, but maybe if somebody else is mekavah upon himself to bring a korban Mitzvah, he asks if Daf could bring a rich one, a behema, not a knife. To Aksivu, it says in Dalhu, mashmona the Mitzvah himself and nobody else. On this the Gemara says, no, Amravada Barava. The Ein Yoda Masegis, it says, no, it says, Loshen Ein Yoda Masegis, is the Rabba says, Anoidir. It's sometimes even the neder also. If you're poor and the mitzvah is poor, you could also be yotze then with a korban oni. Avo, but what's going to be madiro yosher? Let's say the person says, "No, I want to bring the same type of a korban this mitzvah oni is bringing." Enechnami, his ochinami the ma'isab yashirus. He talk have to bring only a korban osher, like he's mechayv himself to bring a korban of a mitzvah. A korban of a mitzvah is a behemus. There's only a special kul in the Torah that the Mitzvah himself that's poor. Or if the mother is poor also, we could be also with birds. But if you could afford it, you have to bring a behema. For the Gemara, so what's trying to mission then? And came so, my Abba b'Kabonis and it came. What does the Mishnah say? We say by Kabonis it's not that way. By Kabonis it's the same way as by Erchon, that you go bossa the neider. So the Gemara says like this. There's two halachas in Echnami. Choda a mitzvah oni or madir oni. In the case where the mitzvah is an oni and the one that's making the neder now is also an echnami, that's what the Mishnah means. That's when you have a right to bring a korban oni. But v'chodah lemuti mitzvah osher or madir oni echnami, where the mitzvah is an osher, let's say the mitzvah is rich and the madir is an oni, and echnami, now you're going to have to bring a korban osher, because otherwise sakot that the chivin have what I thought to say hoyo v'yisrabi yisrabi. Maybe what with Misrabbis and Hester Giada, if you're poor, you don't have to bring more. Is Kamash Milano that you're going to have to bring the carbon of an usher. Why? If we shall mitzin the beach and find by Erchin, Oni Sherech es usher. If an Oni is the kind of himself the value of an usher. Nois Nerech Oni, he has to pay only what he can afford. So Yoch, I would have thought to say, Avzek came the same thing by Mitzvah also. If you have a Mitzvah, that's a rich person. And now somebody's Machai himself to bring the carbon, and he's an Oni. Maybe he could also bring a korban oni, only two birds. Talmud, the pasuk says, no, im dal hu. Only if he's a dal, only if the mitzvah is poor, does he get away with the birds. But if the noider, the one that's making the chayv himself now, could afford it, he has to bring behemoth. For the mother, or the Rebbe, the Yomar, oimur ani yach b'yerchen kain, he even says about yerchen also, is a so alma, omar bosach yuva de gavra, then go bosach yuva de gavra. I voloid sora krua. He doesn't need a pasuk then. Lamutehu. So lamute mai is according to Rebbe, does not need a pasuk. He knows this in Sora, so what do we need a pasuk for then? So the Rebbe di Yomar. Rebbe is the one Omer ani. After Yerchin Ken, the same Sora applies by Yerchin also. Amma, what do we see? Amma, basuk you with the Gavra Vinen. You go bas Mechiva, the person. For like Sricha Krua, if so, then according to Rebbe, notice in Svara, he only the pasuk then. So what do we do with the word who then? Is the Lamute who? Lamute Ma, what do we do with it? So where it says, Lamute Mitzera Oni, or Madira Asher, comes to Muyot, if the Mitzera is Oni, and the man that wants Machayat Misavna to bring the Korban is a rich person. That Sakot Atrin Hamra thought to say, Hoyo V'yomer Rebbe, since Rebbe said, Bosa Chiyuva de Gavra, here also, Kamash Milan, you don't have to go Bosa Chiyuva de Gavra. Yes. Okay, we'll go over the last Gemara again on the next tape, and we'll finish off the Yemen on the next tape. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll start over again, Daf Yudzayin, Omer Aleph, the bottom of the Gemara again, that it says that Histik Yad Noide Ketzad, Oni Sharach Esosh, Nes Nerech Oni. So Moses says, my time, what's the reason? Yom Kodah Posek says, Shetavtek Yad HaNoider, the Noider Tolo Rachmona. That by Erechin, it depends upon the person that makes the Erechin, the Noider, according to how much he could afford, he has to pay. Then the Mishnah said, Abba, but Kabonah saying it came, by Kabonah it's not that way. We need to say, Reishom, a Kabonah Shom Mitzayra Zeolai, Hoye Mitzayra Oni, maybe Korban Oni. If the Mitzayr himself was an Oni, so the person has been Mechayv himself to bring that Korban, he could also bring a Korban Oni, birds and not a Behema. Even though the Madir, the one that's been Mechayv himself now, could afford a Behem, is rich, still he has the right to go after the Mitzayra, the Yoni. So what's the question? Why? The Imdalu Omer Rachmono. For Lay Dalu, the Torah only says by the Mitzayra that's poor, if he can't, Dalhu, if he can't afford it. Mashen can hear that the Madir is rich, he could afford it, he should have to bring a Korban Behem, a Korban Mitzayra Oshir. So Mar says true, Amar Rav Yitzchak Kishoye Madiri Oni. The Mishnah is only talking about with the Madir. Again, we're talking about now there's somebody that's a Mitzvah and he's poor, he has to bring his Kabonis, his birds. And somebody else now is Mechayev himself to bring those same type of Kabonis. So we're talking about now with this somebody else, this Ruvain is a Nani also. So since he's a Nani and he's Mechayev himself to bring the Korban Mitzvah Oni of Shimin, he also could bring the birds. So Mar still has the question, why? Vidumma may be a ledi day chas rachmonis. The Torah only had rachmonis upon the Mitzvah himself. But Amadir loy, but now this Reuven has been mechayv himself the korban. He's not a real Mitzvah. He's only putting the chiv to bring the korban upon himself. Maybe not. Do Aksir the Pasuk says who? Maybe only in Dalhu, only when the Mitzvah himself is poor, is the Torah make him. But with the Madir, even though he's poor, maybe he still has to bring a behemah, a korban asher. That's the most question. Like Dilmole Dechos Rachmona Madira Loi Doksivu. So Mor says Amar Rav Adam Arava. No, the pasuk says V'yein Yodoy Masegis. Next pasuk by Mitzrayim, telling us L'Rabba says Hanoider, that when the Noider is also poor, he also has a right to bring a korban oni the birds. But what comes out Avo Madira Osher? Let's say this Reuven that wants to put upon himself the chiyuv that the Mitzrayim has to bring. If the Madir, this Reuven, is rich, is Hochinami de Maisa Bashiras and Khanami, then he also has to bring a Korban Asher. Even though the Mitzvah that's in front of him is an Oni, and that Mitzvah brings the birds, but since this Madir, this Reuven, that's been Mechayiv himself, the same Korbanis that Mitzvah has to bring, since the Madir is an Asher, the Madir would have to bring a Behema and not the birds. So Mur says, if that's like a pshat, if that's the pshat, him came so, may have a kabonis ainakain. What does the Mishnah mean to say that by kabonis is not that way? It's the same way, just like the erchin we say is totally how you are. If you're a nani, you bring the free how much you could afford. If you're an oshi, you bring how much you're supposed to. So go by kabonis also. If you're an oni, then you could bring a korban oni. But if you're an oshi, you have to bring a korban oshi. So the chur kabonis is the same halacha like erchin. So what does the Mishnah say? Abba b'kabonis ainakain. So more answer.